It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Something like what happened in Japan will happen again somewhere. An earthquake, a tsunami, maybe a flood or a fire. Just a matter of when. And a matter of how much warning people get. A system called SMSCB could help. Text messages can be sent to everyone within range of a cell tower without tying up the network. Christopher Mims writes for MIT's Technology Review.
One of the problems in disasters is that everybody tries to call each other, or if there were a system that were trying to send traditional text messages to everyone involved in a disaster, it could actually crash the network, or it could take a very long time to deliver messages. So this system gets around all of that and allows people to send messages almost instantly.
Help us imagine this. Let's say there's a massive earthquake in California and everybody is equipped with this technology. What would it look like?
In the best case scenario, it would be as automated as possible. So maybe you would have some kind of earthquake monitoring system, and as soon as a quake happens, this message is run through some kind of centralized computer system that figures out what's the geographic range of people who should be warned about this earthquake, and a message telling them what to do or the intensity and the location of the earthquake would be sent directly to them. The idea is, if it could happen fast enough and you were far enough away from the epicenter of the earthquake, you might actually get the text message before you even feel the tremors. So you might get a message saying duck and cover, and in theory you could get in a doorway or get to safety before it even arrived.
President Bush ordered domestic cell carriers to adopt SMSCB back in 06. Tom Fahey is with Cellcast Technologies. They make equipment for the system. He says agreeing on standards and implementing them has taken a while, but the technology is on the way.
Carriers are currently in their operational phase. The Tier 1 carriers, that would be, of course, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile. Those carriers are currently in what we'll call an operational test phase right now, and they're supposed to be at a state of readiness to be able to pass messages on April of 2012. So currently right now, we are all the carriers in the United States at the Tier 1 level are in development.
Events in Japan overshadowed the South by Southwest Interactive Festival in Austin, which wraps up today. Normally, new tech companies gather there to brag. This year, those companies expressed concern about Japan and tried not to appear to capitalize on the crisis. Nathan Bernier, a reporter at public radio station KUT in Austin, says that's a fine line to walk.
One fellow I talked to with a website called CauseVox, which helps raise money for nonprofits, said he came to Southwest expecting to party and attend panels, and he's done neither. Really, all he's done is begin this fundraising campaign for the American Red Cross targeted at the victims of the tsunami and quake in Japan. And he's been really successful. He's raised thousands of dollars and publicized his website at the same time. Some people are good at it, others not so much. Microsoft, for example, its Bing search engine tweeted a message a few days ago saying, if you retweet this, we'll donate $1 for every retweet to victims in Japan. And it was promoting the Bing website. And there was a fierce public backlash online. People just found that to be really tasteless to use.
Why not just send the money if you're going to do that?
And that's exactly what they wound up doing. They said, okay, we're sorry. We're just going to send the $100,000. You don't need to retweet us anymore.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.